Hello again, tis myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Hey, do you remember the story about Jesus in Mark chapter 4, how he calmed a storm? Yeah, it's amazing. The disciples were astonished at Jesus. Wouldn't I love to be astonished at him? Well, I am. What about you? But I wish I was more astonished at him. And so they asked the question, "Behold, what manner of man is this?" Good question, isn't it? Hey, what manner of man is the Lord Jesus? You know, if I was in a court and I was trying to show what Jesus is like, I'd call up witnesses. Here would be my first witness, Isaiah. And I'd say, "Isaiah, who is this man, Jesus?" And he would say, "Well, I wrote it plainly in chapter 9 and verse 6. He is the mighty God." And then I would call up Micah and say, "Micah, tell me about Jesus." And Micah would reply, "His going forth has been from eternity." And then John, you know, the lovely disciple John, I'd say, "John, tell me about Jesus." And he would say, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Thomas, he was another good disciple. "Thomas, would you come and take the stand? What would you say about him?" "Here's what I'd say," says Thomas, "My Lord and my God." Huh. No. Listen. Is that not witness enough about the greatness and the majesty of the Lord Jesus? One old writer said Jesus was God spelling himself out in a language that man could understand. "Behold, what manner of man is this, the Lord Jesus?" He is the God-man. "Hey, Pilate, would you come and testify?" Pilate says, "I find no fault in him." "What about your wife, Pilate? Is she here?" "Yes, she is. Okay." And she says, "He's a good man. He's a just man." "And what about the centurion at the cross? What's he say?" He would say, "Surely he's a righteous man." And even Judas, "Have you anything to say?" And Judas would say, "I have betrayed innocent blood." What manner of man is this? He's a man who never sinned. "Which one of you convinces me of sin?" he says in John 8:46. Hey, do you know about Jesus? He never asked anybody to pray for him. He never apologized for anything he had ever taught. He never revised his teaching. He never misspoke himself. Well, did you know about Jesus? He's the God-man. In his deity, he was not able to sin, and in his humanity, he was able not to sin. He wasn't just a good man. He was the God-man. That's what the rich young ruler found out. He says, why, said Jesus to him, "Why are you calling me good? There's none good but God." And Jesus is our God and Savior. And do you know what? That is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us through our website, milesmckee.com. or by email at miles@milesmckee.com. Until next time, slán agus beannacht libh.